Introduction to Genesis 1-11 Bible Study on the Web. Located on this home page are audio files which I have personally recorded. The first audio file is Genesis 1, verse 1 in Hebrew, said by a Hebrew. This is to help emphasize chapter 1, verse 1 for Genesis chapter 1 audio file. This beginning verse is extremely packed with meaning when you understand the Hebrew. The second audio file is this introduction, and the rest that follow are the first 11 chapters of Genesis with a few other files. You can play these as you wish, and can skip forward or backward over each file and pause. Please understand that we believe that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the Creator according to John chapter 1, the Eternal Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Also, Colossians 1 tells us that Jesus Christ is the Creator. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. Late 2013, we developed this Bible study of the first 11 chapters of Genesis, and remember, you could call these chapters the first 11 chapters of God's Holy Word. We have successfully taught this as a course at our church and have used it as parts of other Bible studies as well. Even these audio recordings have been used in sit-down Bible studies where the participants listen first and then we follow up with discussions. The biblical text comes to us in English from a transliteration of the scriptures, word for word, extracted from the original Hebrew. This translation is very precise, and the most popular translations used by the public should concur as well. However, there are translations that do not do justice to the original Hebrew, and some are downright man-made and reflect a serious eisegesis treatment of God's holy word. We should be using exegesis instead. Eisegesis is adding to God's word, and exegesis is taking out of God's word for our understanding without change. We are safe here with this Bible study. This is not to be considered as a thorough course in Hebrew. A limited amount of Hebrew is used throughout the lessons, and the participants can receive extra blessings and reinforcement that God's word is true. The creation account has been altered and/or completely put aside by mankind for centuries. As a matter of fact, many portions of the Holy Scriptures have been used and taken out of context many times by changing the entire meaning to suit man's agenda or to fit his worldview. A well-established belief through a straightforward reading of the Genesis account should be obvious, and I would never attempt to change God's word in any way. Secular man has his theories of evolution and uniformitarianism in an ultimate vain attempt to totally avoid and/or squash the scriptures. Let us develop a biblical worldview instead by gaining knowledge and truth through study that is exactly what the intent and goal of this study is. Also, be aware that many religious leaders, including pastors, educators, and leaders of religious institutions, are compromising the account in Genesis 1-11. So not all that refuse to believe in the inerrancy and truthfulness of God's word come from non-believers and atheists. We creationists are stating this is an authority issue where Christian leaders make a scandalous and ridiculous attempt to appease those that don't even believe in the scripture anyway. Of course, they say it is an authority issue, but an interpretation issue. Atheists and evolutionists are the usual culprits they attempt to appease, and it is shameful that our religious leaders are so quick to compromise God's inerrant and holy word. Many of these leaders say they believe in Christ, the virgin birth, the prophets, or should I say practically all the rest of the scripture except Genesis 1-11. Some go so far as to say things like a direct reading of Genesis sounds like a literal 24-hour days of creation and a young earth around 6,000 years, and that the flood was global. They simply refuse to accept it when a straightforward reading gives this indication. Usually they say science has proved millions and billions of years and evolution. That is simply an atheistic religion they are willing to add to Christianity. If the Genesis account isn't true, then the rest of the Bible is useless. Also, it is widely accepted that the Bible and science are at odds. If God is the creator of everything, as he plainly states he is, then he had to create everything that is in science. The definition of science is knowledge, and God is all knowledge. 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. If the listener of this Bible study desires more depth and knowledge from a scientific standpoint, as well as a biblical authority issue, he or she should visit www.icr.org and www.answersingenesis.org. For a wealth of information on Hebrew, please visit www.hebrew4christians.com, and that is using the number 4. Thank you for your interest in what God's Word has to say. Let us all together have a Christ mentality, as the following verse denotes. Psalm 133:1. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.